Well, Brad, as we look what's happening in the market from this grain complex, I love it. You were talking about the first weather talk. The weather's been kind of hinting the last couple of weeks. Some real notification, shall we say, has come out today as we look at these markets.
Right, Susan. I think since the last time we talked, the weather is getting a nod, you know, in the marketplace. And of course, you can't raise or lose a crop in March. Of course, I know that, but we are getting the first, I think, spoken concern about some dry spots, probably where you're at, a little bit here. Subsoil not critical, but drier than you'd like. So everybody's kind of, anxiously looking to the west here, hoping we catch a little bit out of the system that's coming through here in the next 24 hours or so. But so a little bit of concern about dry weather. I think secondarily, the markets also seems to react very quickly here lately to any change in the U.S. dollar. So now we're getting another correction to the downside on the dollar, and that's also helping to sponsor the rally. You and I have talked about the calendar, Susan, number of times here. I guess I just want to bring it up because this tendency to rally into the first part of April is usually created by the very topic we're talking about. Worries about it's too dry or it's too cold or it's too early or too late or too hot or whatever, and so I guess I would probably encourage the producers to, maybe not have the volume turned on real high here, listening to the fact that we're going to worry about a drought on the 23rd of March.
Very true on that. What about this dollar and the way its softness has been trading?
I have a hard enough time trying to figure out what cattle and corn are going to do that I would certainly rank my ability to speak to the dollar really low. But I guess, I look at the dollar. It's well off of its highs. Now, I'm afraid the broader, you're asking a poor source here, but I'll give you my shot here on the dollar. Is our economy just, ears back and superposition? No. But it's all relative, and that's still what I think is going to come into play on the dollar. And what I mean by that is, while our economy might have a few little, stub our toes, maybe isn't perfect and everything else, I'm afraid it's still quite a bit better than just about everyone else's. And so that's still what has a tendency to keep, I think, what we can expect is that our dollar stays relatively strong and is probably still not in the most great position to encourage a whole lot of export activity.